besides the size and the ease of reaching just about any demographic on Facebook and Instagram, another reason why I love Facebook particularly is the ease with which we can post content of all kinds. So let me go ahead and share my screen with you and show you what I mean here. Okay. So for example, you can post all of these kinds of contents easily on Facebook compared to Instagram. Instagram is great. We're going to get to running Instagram ads at some point, but right now, let me go ahead and show you. So for example, text only. One of the things that frustrates a lot of people is curating images for their blog posts. Well, on Facebook, guess what? Some of my most successful posts are text only. Look at this. There are no images at all. It's just how look how long this thing is. Oh, George is not going to do well on the Facebook because social media is just short attention span. This is way too long, right? Way too. Oh my gosh, 5,000 people reach. This is before I've run an ad. Let me say this again. This is without running ads. Reached 6,000 people just about. Okay, 250 likes, 14 shares, 55 comments. Oh, this will never work on Facebook or any social media. It's too long, George. It's too long. People don't like something that's so long. False, false, right? I could even go longer. I've had things that are longer and it worked well. So no images, no links. It builds me an audience. It's great for building an audience, right? And then you can market to them, which we'll talk about later. Videos, obviously, that's on just about any social media platform. This is a 20-minute video that got 67 likes. I don't have that big of an audience. I mean, my audience at this point was about 8,000 fans. Not that many, but no ads. I didn't run an ad. These are all organic reach thus far. 67 likes with organic reach, 13 comments, no ads yet. Is Facebook dead? No. Facebook organic reach is more alive than ever, but you just have to post something that your people care about. Honestly, we'll talk about the algorithm in a different segment later. Okay. But that's the summary of the algorithm. You post something that people can easily consume, even if it's long, they can easily understand it and resonate with it. It's going to go viral. Okay. Or at viral in your standards, right? Images, obviously, it's obvious. This I posted. Okay. Whenever you publish a new book, be sure to post an image of the new book because just new books. So, take my blog to book course if you want to learn how to publish books quickly. New books get the best social media reach whenever you announce a new book, okay? Or re-announce an old book. That's okay too. But this post got how much reach? No ads yet. I didn't even run an ad on this yet. Not yet. 244 likes. Again, out of an 8,000 fan base, that's a lot. If anyone who knows these kinds of numbers know that, that's pretty impressive. No ads yet. Organic reach, an image, okay? And look, only three lines. Look at this. I didn't have to think much about how to write this stuff. I even said I was taking a break. Maybe people like that I'm taking a break, but also people love. That's true. Whenever you post it, you're taking a break, people will give you some love. But also releasing a new book, people also love it. There's nothing clever here. Nothing clever. Even the book graphic is not very eye-catching, to be honest with you, compared to many other book graphics, right? Okay, let's keep going. Links, obviously, you can post links on all social media, most social media platforms except Instagram. And look how boring this link is. This link preview image is so boring, but it did pretty good. It's better than most of my posts. Reached almost 1,000 people without ads yet. This is before I ran ads. Okay. 37 likes. Pretty good. And then events also, you can't post events on Instagram at this point, as far as I know. Actually, I think you can post reminders about Instagram Lives. But this is an event where people can RSVP for it. They can have multiple dates for it. I didn't run an ad on this, so it didn't do as well as I wished. But anyway, it's possible. It does get some viral traffic when you do an event. And then carousel posts. Yes, you can do a carousel post. No, not the type. You may have seen people do carousel posts on Facebook where they just upload a bunch of images and it's basically a bunch of squares. They have to you keep you have to you have to It's like a bunch of photos in an album, a little mini album of sorts. That's not a carousel post. Let me show you what a real carousel post is on Facebook. Okay. This is what it looks like. A real carousel post can only at this time, look at this. This is a true carousel post where you actually stay in one post and you flip through the slides. George, how did you do that? We will talk about that in an upcoming segment. Essentially, you have to run an ad for the carousel post first. And then once you run an ad as a carousel post, then you can even share that carousel post on your Facebook profile. Yes, look, this is my Facebook profile. Okay, you go to my profile. I just posted this today just as an example. Whoops, let me scroll down. Sorry. Scroll down, 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 down. Okay. Go to my profile, and this is a carousel post. I just posted this an hour ago. I just shared it. And again, people surfing Facebook, looking at my profile, can scroll through the images. You can't do this as a regular Facebook profile. You have to run an ad on your business page, and then you can share it as a profile. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, there's also stories. Now, at the time of this recording, I've of course played with Facebook stories. It's hard for me to get a link to show you an archive story. I had to figure that out. If you have any examples of showing us an archived Facebook story, you can comment below. But this is, again, this is why I love Facebook. It's so easy to do all kinds of formats of content, and every single format can do really well. Surprisingly, text has been my best performing format. And of course, short quotes can often do well, but long posts, like I showed you earlier, these links are all below the video. You can click on them, by the way. Long posts have built my career on social media. Basically taking my blog posts, copy pasting them, you know, and of course what I do is I try to break it up as I showed you earlier. You can look at I try to break it up a little bit to make it a little bit easier to read by putting, you know, little asterisks in between certain like segments. Just so, I don't know if it's easier to read, to be honest. Maybe my audience is annoyed by that, but I guess I got used to doing it, so I'm continuing on. But anyway, long story short, it doesn't have to be short. It can still do really well, and it's easier to do this on Facebook than any other social media platform.